The U.S. and its European allies are moving closer to agreement on Afghanistan. The Americans want their friends to send more troops to share in fighting the war. At least one U.S. ally is saying yes, and as we'll hear in a moment, it happens to be the European ally that we most love to hate. But when you look at some of the other issues that have consumed the NATO summit in Romania this week, you can see these old allies struggling to sort out what they stand for and who gets into their club. President Bush wants to expand NATO's membership. He wants to add two former Soviet republics, Ukraine and Georgia. But as NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports, he's not having much luck.
European analysts are expressing surprise at the assertive tone used by the lame duck U.S. president as he pushed for the candidacies of Ukraine and Georgia at a dinner that ran 2 hours over schedule. The German media described Chancellor Angela Merkel as upset and angered by the U.S. stance. She was reportedly assured that a compromise had been reached that would avoid an ugly split within the alliance and that the two former Soviet republics would simply be encouraged to apply for membership track in the future. NATO spokesman James Apathurai briefed reporters after the dinner.
I'll be happy to be proven wrong, but for the moment I do not expect a membership action plan for Georgia and Ukraine here at Bucharest.
Before arriving in Bucharest, German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier had said he saw no reason to create a new confrontation with Moscow, which considers NATO's enlargement into the heart of the former Soviet Union a serious provocation. The German position was upheld by France, Italy, Hungary, and the Benelux countries. But President Bush won some support on Afghanistan with the pledge of additional troops. The ongoing Taliban offensive in southern Afghanistan has been posing a serious challenge to NATO's internal cohesion. There's growing resentment among some nations, the U.S., Britain, and Canada in particular, against Germany, Spain, and Italy, which refuse to commit troops to heavy fighting and remain stationed in safe areas, leading U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates to warn about a two-tier alliance. In a panel discussion here yesterday, Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper, whose troops have suffered heavy losses in southern Afghanistan, did not reiterate his threat to pull Canada's troops out if sufficient pledges of extra forces are not made. But he called for precise timelines and objectives in the Afghanistan operation.
We all know that these military engagements, by definition, tend to have mission creep that just go on and on and on. So we've set some defined benchmarks, and we will do our best to achieve those, or at least to show substantial progress in relatively short order.
Speaking at the same panel, NATO Secretary General Jaap de Hoop Scheffer said the answer in Afghanistan is not a military one.
It's called development, it's called reconstruction. For development and reconstruction to take place, we need military force. And unfortunately, we need combat from time to time, because there are spoilers, as the president and I used to call them. They don't want to see reconstruction. And we have not yet delivered that.
In fact, of the $25 billion the international community has pledged to Afghanistan, only $15 billion has been given. And 40% of that has reportedly gone to Western consultants and NGOs. Afghan President Hamid Karzai, another participant in the panel, stressed his country has yet to provide the services a normal society needs.
A clean government, a clean judiciary, an efficient judiciary, justice, human rights, the promotion and strengthening of democracy, the building of the institutions, till Afghanistan is properly entrenched in the objectives that it has.
The NATO Secretary General said building a strong Afghan society and democracy could take more than a generation. His emphasis on the civic aspects rather than the military operations may have been an effort to downplay divisions among the allies. The NATO summit is expected to produce a vision statement stressing NATO's long-term commitment to Afghanistan, but also urging greater efforts to train the Afghan army to eventually replace the 47,000 troops now stationed there. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Bucharest.